Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Brian.
Brian, what's going on with you?
Well, Nancy, I went on a date recently. I met this woman. We met through a friend at church. We both go to church in Centerville. And we decided to go on a little date, you know, nothing outrageous, you know, very low-key. So we went for a walk at the nature park, and then we went for a little dinner at Olive Garden by the mall, by the Dayton Mall. And, you know, I thought it went well, you know. We had a little kissing session in the car for about a half hour after the park.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Making out? Where'd you guys go, Cox Arboretum? Okay. That's in the family, you know.
A half hour smooching session in the car at Cox Arboretum, huh?
Before or after the breadsticks?
No.
It's a good question, I mean. It's a good question.
You know, garlic. Come on now.
No, before. And so we went in, we had dinner, we had a nice dinner, and towards the end, at the end of dinner, she got extremely irritated with me, and she won't return my calls. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, who is she, Brian?
Yeah, her name is Denise.
Okay. I guess it's our turn, Woody.
Yep, let's give old Denise a call.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling?
Well, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Woody.
And we're from K99.1 FM, the country station.
Oh, hey.
Aha.
She
likes us already, Woody.
How'd you get my number?
Well, we have a new friend we just met a couple minutes ago.
I would say he sounded like a good dude.
Yeah, a guy named Brian you went to Cox Arboretum with and then to Olive Garden.
Breadsticks.
He seems to think that first date was kind of awesome but can't get a hold of you.
Yeah, you ghosted, sister. What's up?
Well, he thought it was awesome.
Sounds like a story to be told. Let's hear it.
I never want to see that idiot again after what he did.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you got to tell us.
Okay, all right. I've been dying to tell somebody. well, we met at church, and, you know, I have three kids, so I'm really picky about who I date. And church seemed like a pretty safe place to meet somebody. And he really seemed like an upstanding guy. And I was wrong. But we went to Cox Arboretum and had a nice time walking around the park. And we even, I shouldn't have done this, but we kissed in the car before we went to dinner.
We heard about
that.
So
there's chemistry.
Well, there was. There is not chemistry now.
What happened?
Well, dinner was the kicker. Dinner was what happened. We went to Olive Garden and... So money is tight. I mean, three kids will eat you out of house and home, and mine are all boys, so all they do is eat and grow. And
that's he knows.
Oh, yeah. I feel you,
but
sister.
He ordered just so many drinks. Like, for two people, for the tab at Olive Garden to be over $100, it takes some doing, but it was.
So he paid, right?
All right, so here's the thing. He had invited me out to dinner specifically and, you know, been really clear that he was taking me to dinner. And then they bring the check, and all of a sudden, he stands up, and he's patting his pockets and taking his cell phone and keys out of his pockets, and he's got this really concerned look on his face. And then he starts telling me that his wallet was stolen at the park by a pickpocket.
Who says pickpocket?
A pickpocketer.
By a thief.
I'm really confused because, like, we didn't see another person.
Like, that was a real sneaky pickpocketer.
Was it an invisible pickpocket?
He really said pickpocket?
I don't have any reason not to trust him, so I believe him. And I'm like, well, we should report it to the police or go back to the park to look for it. And he's like, no, I'm good. There's no urgency there. And this is when I'm starting to get confused. Plus, there's a bulge in his back pocket that's wallet-shaped. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just trying to get out of paying for the meal, huh?
Is that what happened?
That's That's what I think. So I paid $100 for over $100 because I tipped, obviously. I've been a waitress. And I just think he scammed me. So he just kept saying, a pickpocket took my wallet. Can you just spot me for the cash? Can you just spot me for the cash?
Give me a break. Okay, who talks like that? Spot me for the cash and pickpocket.
Apparently Brian does.
Right?
I don't know.
So he had the gall then to say, can you give me $10 so I can put gas in my car to get home?
Did you?
No, because I have a little bit of self-respect. Like, obviously, I wasn't going to stiff the restaurant, but I did not put gas in his car. But I obviously am not going to go out with him again. I feel like an idiot. After I paid, I asked him again, let's either go to the cops or go back to the park and look for your wallet. And he's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, if you've been robbed, how come you're so nonchalant?
Hey, listen. My wallet, okay? My wallet's been stolen at least 10 times. You know, there's a lot of pickpockets out there, people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure you can guess who that is, Denise.
A simple solution, then, is to just get one of those chains.
Take your money,
right.
You know, in the 90s.
Right, Denise, right.
Boom. Solve that problem.
I couldn't find it, you know. I honestly couldn't find it. I mean, later on when I got home, I mean, the next day I came out and I looked in my car and I found it fell under the seat.
No!
How convenient.
You offered to pay me back when you found it. And I saw a wallet in your pocket.
Maybe if she returned my calls, you know. She didn't return any of my calls, so, you know. How could I pay her back? She's not going to, you know, return my calls. I was trying to talk to her, you know, and as far as the police, what are they going to do?
I didn't get a text saying, I got your money.
You're going to make a report.
I figured you were calling to ask for, you know, more money for gas or.
Well, I think you should pay her back now. I mean, you probably have Venmo, don't you, Denise?
I do have Venmo, and I agree. You should pay me back.
I'm Denise. I'm out of work right now. You know, I'm taking money from my mom. So.
And you guys, here's the thing. I asked a mutual friend who dated him one time, and she told me that the same thing happened. She took her to Cox Arboretum, took her to Olive Garden, ordered a ton of stuff, and then told her that he'd been robbed by a pickpocket.
It's a serial pickpocketer, there, Woody.
Yeah, we got to know then, Denise. Did you get this information before or after the date? I hope after, because I hope you didn't go on the date with him if you already knew this going in.
Oh, hell no. I would never have gone if I'd known this before. Look, I have kids. I can't have untrustworthy people around them. And
Hey, I'm the victim here.
Of stupidity? maybe.
He scammed a single mother. Oh, get out.
Maybe we can help with this financial thing if you guys agree to go back on a second date. K99.1 FM, we'll set you up with a limo. We'll give you a $150 gift card to dinner, some concert tickets, movie passes, whatever you may want to have fun. But the only thing is, you both have to say yes or else you lose all of it.
Brian, I will even spring for one of those wallets on a chain like Denise was talking about.
Well, okay.
Unless he pays me back for dinner, I'm not even going to consider that.
That's fair.
And until.
That's fair.
Look, the station's going to pay for it, so hello?
Did she hang up? I think she's gone, Brian.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.